This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Members of the West Virginia legislature have begun the rare process of deciding whether impeachment proceedings are necessary for one or more state Supreme Court justices. Dave Mistich has more.
The House of Delegates adopted a resolution Tuesday to have its Judiciary Committee investigate Justice Alan Laufrey, as well as any other justice on the bench. Laufrey pleaded not guilty last week on 22 counts of federal charges, including fraud, witness tampering, and making false statements. A separate investigation by the state court system led to a suspension without pay. During a floor session, an amendment offered by Delegate Isaac Spinagle would have mandated a timeline of proceedings. He and other Democrats want a quick impeachment to ensure the chance of a special election in November to fill a presumed vacancy on the bench, rather than seeing a politically appointed replacement.
You know, if you want to restore the faith and confidence of the people of the state of West Virginia, how about we stop these sweetheart backroom deals on appointments for a couple years and allow the people to vote? That's what you're arguing for. You don't want the citizens to have a right to vote.
Republicans counter that impeachment is new territory for the body and that carefulness is the path forward. The amendment, which would have set separate deadlines for the proceedings in the House and Senate, was down 32 to 57 along party lines. The House Judiciary Committee met later in the afternoon, where it heard presentations on past impeachments and discussed procedure. Committee Chairman John Schott has yet to schedule additional meetings, although they are expected to take place in early to mid-July. The last time West Virginia lawmakers brought impeachment proceedings was 1989, when then-Treasurer A. James Manchin lost nearly $300 million in state investments. Manchin resigned before the state Senate took up the measure. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Morgantown.
While FDA-approved medications are available to help with painful withdrawal experienced by those coming off of opioid drugs, some reach instead for dietary supplements. The supplement market is the Wild West when it comes to regulation and oversight, which many are concerned. But proponents say people need more options to help during recovery. As part of a series called Ripple Effects of the Opioid Crisis, IdeaStream's Ann Glosser has the story about a rehab center that uses a supplement as part of its treatment protocol.
Wendy Comack is a well-seasoned businesswoman who spent a career at Fortune 500 companies. Her current venture, though, hits closer to home.
I've got a decade of darkness that I'd prefer not to repeat or remember. I sobered up when I was 27, and honestly, I can remember my fifth day of detox like it was yesterday, so I know how painful and bad that is.
She wanted to find a way to make the detox, or withdrawal phase, less unpleasant. That's when she came across nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, or NAD, which is a coenzyme found in living cells. She and others formulated a dietary supplement using this coenzyme. They use it, along with behavioral therapies and medical oversight, at the addiction treatment facility she started called Luna Living.
It really helps restore people functionally at a cellular level. So our whole premise is based on if you give people physical restoration, if you give them mental clarity, if you get rid of those cravings and you do it all in a couple of days, then armed with that feeling of well-being, they're better positioned to do the therapeutic work that they still have to do.
Comack is careful not to oversell NAD since it's a supplement and it's not regulated as a drug.
You can't make claims if you're a supplement or if you're a food. And this is a very vulnerable population.
There's not evidence that they work. So I don't believe in doing things that don't work.
That's MetroHealth's emergency medicine chairman, Dr. Charles Emmerman. He says the biggest risk of using a supplement for opioid detox is that you're substituting an unknown, unproven approach in place of FDA-approved medications for opioid withdrawal and long-term maintenance.
We have ways of helping people with their opioid addiction, and to the extent that people are relying on these unproven supplements instead of getting proven therapy, then it's going to perpetuate their addiction.
For him, the bottom line is data.
It's like any therapy I use. What's the evidence for it? Are there studies? Do the studies support it? Does it have safety and efficacy? If they do, then we use it. If not, then it's just anecdote.
Late last year, the nonprofit advocacy organization Center for Science in the Public Interest investigated online supplement sales. They found several brands on the market with unproven opioid addiction treatment claims. The FDA followed up this report with a letter to 12 marketers and distributors saying they have to stop making these claims. Peter Lurie is the president of the Center for Science in the Public Interest and a former associate commissioner with the FDA.
I fully understand, you know, how desperate people can be, and I fully understand that the government is not providing sufficient treatment slots for people, but I don't think that the solution to that is to resort to, you know, completely unproven treatments that will cost you an arm and a leg.
Back at Luna Living, the long-range plan is to collect clinical data on the effectiveness of NAD and opioid detox treatment. Wendy Comack says the escalating crisis is evidence that people need more options for getting clean, and soon.
Nothing works for everybody. What I'm proposing doesn't work for everybody. But we're also watching the death toll in this country go even higher. I don't think we can say that what we're doing is working. You need a lot of different tools in the tool bag to figure out what is going to work for people.
Comack cautions that anyone considering supplement use for opioid detoxing should make sure to do their research and be wary of unproven claims. And both she and Emmerman agree that the detox phase of recovery is just the tip of the iceberg, and that any addiction treatment program should include long-term therapy and care.
That was Ann Glosser reporting from member station IdeaStream out of Cleveland. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.